Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome a newbie into our studio. This man is here for the first time on Conducting Conversations, although I've been following his career and his business for many, many years. His name is Neil Weiss. He is the president of Wailing City Sound. Neil, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. It's really a pleasure to be here. This is very exciting for me.
Neil is the president of Wailing City Sound, which produces, as far as I know, CDs and recordings of all kinds, and has been doing that since 1999, I believe.
That's correct. The end of 98 and 99, really.
Wailing City Sound, a lot of people would guess, is located in the New Bedford area.
Yes, yes. Yeah, technically, the address of the label is Dartmouth, where I live, my home, but everything pretty much happens in New Bedford, and that's where we're based.
The Wailing City.
Okay. Wailing City.
There you go. And something that is very interesting to me to be a producer of recordings. And now, are you what you would call, what people call an engineer? Do you do the actual recording yourself, or do you
not? At all. No, no.
Not at all.
I'm pretty ignorant of a lot of technical stuff.
You're not the techie.
No. And people expect that I have a studio, or we have a studio, and we don't. In the early days, a lot of the recordings were done. Someone would hand me a master, and we would work out an arrangement. And then our job is pretty much to take the master and package it, get it duplicated, and then promote it nationally and internationally. In recent years, I've been involved more so than in the early years, so that now I work with the artist to plan a recording. We have discussions, and some artists are more receptive to ideas, and others don't want to hear it. You know, not interested in what I have to say. And my rule is, it's a sarcastic expression. It requires an explanation. But I say, I don't tell you what notes to play. And what I mean by that is, allow us to package it and promote it and do that kind of thing. So
right.
Really, the final say.
Do your job.
Let us do our job. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And again, some musicians resist. Many of them at this point appreciate it. But the final decisions on the music belong to the musician. But some musicians are very receptive to suggestions on material, on styles, on that kind of stuff. It really varies. Some I have nothing to do with the music, and some I have a strong influence.
Now, how did this all start for you? Let's go back in time. You're over 30 years old, so we'll go back a little
okay.
ways.
Okay. It started with a singer named Marcel Govan, lives in Westport, and teaches at Berkeley. I think she still does. And John Harrison, a piano player, lives in New Bedford, a very, very talented guy. They were performing at the Wailing Museum on New Year's Eve, and at the office we have a deck at my other job in downtown behind the Wailing Museum that has a nice spot to watch fireworks. So we got together at midnight on New Year's Eve and had a crowd up there, and the crowd thinned out, and it turned out to be Marcel and John Harrison and myself and a friend of Marcel's, an artist, and we drank a lot of tequila.
There you go.
And I expressed a desire at the time to want to start a label. And we agreed that night, 2:30, 3 in the morning, that John would produce the first CD and Marcel would sing, and we would try and issue it. And that one, Faces of Love, holds up 20 years later. It's a very, very strong CD. So that was the start of it, and we went on for there. Some years, there were only two or three during the year, and other years, I got a little carried away and put out two or three a month.
Right, there you go. I know there's been well over 100 that I've seen.
That's correct.
And we're not going to listen to all of them today, but you did bring an assortment. We're going to get to listen to five or six of the different performers that you've had on your label. But let's get everybody in the mood and start off with someone who was on Conducting Conversations many, many years ago, Paul Sinowa. He was one of your early people, right?
He was. Paul, very talented guy, harpsichord player and conductor, does many other things also. But this was one he put together, not typical. We have, at this point, four classical CDs out. We call it the Belena series, which is the Italian for whale. And so this CD was Bach sonatas for viola da gamba, and with Paul in this project was his wife at the time. They're not together anymore. But so this is the opening track, the sonata number 1, G major, BWV 1027. The first movement is adagio.
We'll listen to that.
Thank you.
Beautiful music. Paul Sinewa was the artist on that label. And now we're going to go to another artist. And Neil, I'm going to, you know, give us the opportunity to listen to a lot of music. You have so many great recordings that we want to give our audience a chance to hear a little selection of each. So let's go with the next one.
Okay, I want to continue with the sort of the cello theme. That was viola da gamba, or actually something called a violoncello piccolo, that instrument is, played by Audrey Sinewa. And this is a guitarist named Reggie Young, and who has since passed away, and I'd like to talk about him maybe after, but the opening of this track is played by his wife, his widow now, Jennifer.
All right, we'll listen to that, then we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more of Wailing City Sound.
Thank you.
Happy 4th of July, everyone. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, very pleased to be sitting with the president of Wailing City Sound, which is a record label in the old terms. We call it records, although you've probably never produced any vinyl, correct?
I have two vinyl out.
Oh, you do? Okay. So Neil Weiss is his name, and we found out a little bit about his background and getting Wailing City started. They have well over 100 releases, and a lot of popular, particularly New England people that have been on the label. But let's talk a little bit more about, you wanted to finish up the conversation we had about Reggie.
Reggie Young is one of the most remarkable people I've ever met in my entire life and his career. He was in his early 80s when he put out this CD. Someone, a gentleman named Jason Miles, a jazz keyboard player, put me in touch with him. He had worked with Reggie. Reggie was the guitar player, a session man in Memphis and Nashville and down south, and was the guitar player on over 100 top 40 records.
Wow.
From the 60s, 70s, he opened for the Beatles with Bill Black's Combo at Hollywood Bowl. He was on Elvis's In the Ghetto and Suspicion, I believe, the Box Tops,
wow.
A Cry Like a Baby, and The Letter.
Interesting career.
Billy J. Thomas, a senior moment here.
B.J. Thomas.
B.J. Thomas.
Yeah.
I should have written these things down. Anyway.
Well, obviously just a varied and a
remarkable career.
Yeah.
But never issued his own music.
Hmm.
Never put out his own CD until, I would say, roughly age 82. And he died about 2 years after we put this out. And that one featured his wife on cello. They met at a session for Waylon Jennings. He toured with the Highwaymen, which was, I believe, Waylon Jennings and Kris Kristofferson,
mm-hmm.
Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
He played with Merle Haggard. He's on just hundreds of records.
Wow.
Dusty in Springfield. Dusty Springfield. I'm Dusty in Memphis, not Dusty in Springfield. That's a different record.
Right.
One thing I'll have to say is that most of our stuff isn't like what I'm playing today. This is a select variety. Mm-hmm. I would say one of my expressions is my needle is stuck between 58 and 63, and I mean that in the jazz world. Miles Davis, John Coltrane. And so a lot of our stuff is what might be called bebop and post-bop, or hard bop, but I'm playing a variety today to give your audience a mix.
All right, speaking of variety, let's move on to the next artist.
Okay, and
Andrea?
Andrea Motis, M-O-T-I-S, lives in Barcelona, and this CD is called Feeling Good, and her mentor, bassist Hon Chamorro, is a co-leader on this CD. I actually saw Andrea in person. She played at Symphony Hall with Hon Chamorro and a guitarist, just the three of them. And they were the opening act for the Buena Vista Social Club.
Hmm.
And she had the audience in the palm of her hand. She was maybe 20 at the time. And you got the feeling that she is an old soul. She just has absorbed the jazz tradition. She plays alto saxophone and trumpet in addition to singing.
Mm-hmm.
And this CD is, at least online, is actually my biggest seller, more than 10,000 hits a month. Of course, that comes out to $23 or something. It's not CD.
Every little bit helps.
CD streams are measured in hundredths of a cent, so you get 0.01 of a penny for each time someone streams it. This is a song that some of your audience may know, has gained some popularity in recent years, written by Leonard Cohen, called Hallelujah. Thank you.
David plays, and it plays a lot. You don't really care for music, do ya? It got a diesel for the fear, the minor fall, and a metal leaf. Buffett King's composing.
Beautiful singing. We're going to go from one female vocalist to one of my favorites, and someone that was on Conducting Conversations many times in the past years, and unfortunately passed away long before her time should have been up. But we're speaking of Deborah Mann, great singer, and Neil, you had the privilege of making her recordings.
Yeah, very, very sad. Shortly after this recording came out, she passed away at way too young an age. A yep. Very talented performer. Incredible band on this. Dino Gavone on saxophone and flute. Jay Azzolino on guitar. Dave Zinno on bass. And Marty Richards on drums. She worked very hard on this CD. She approached me with a live recording done at the Narrows in Fall River. And I bluntly said to her that the recording quality and some of the playing wasn't up to the standards, and I don't think I want to issue this, but I'm always willing to talk. And she went back in the studio and recorded it, and again, had some issues a little bit and had to work on it some more, but finally produced an amazing CD of songs by Joni Mitchell, some familiar, some less familiar. But boy, do I love this band. Dave Zinno and Marty Richards, Dino Gavone. These are people who I think are really, really world class. And
they
I do
know their stuff. They
I sure do a lot have. With them. But anyway, we picked a familiar tune that was a hit for, what, Crosby, Stills, and Nash? Who did?
I'll go with that.
Okay. Wooden Ships was the one they did. But Woodstock.
All right, we'll listen to that by Deborah Mann and then take a short break.
Solo by Dino Gavone, I believe. A sax solo.
Okay, great. We'll listen to that and take a short break and be back with more.
Hey, came upon a child of God walking along the road, and I asked him, "Where are you going?" And this he told me, "I'm going on down to Yasger's farm. I'm gonna join a rock and roll band.
We are stars.
Wailing City Sound is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversation. President of the company, Neil Weiss, is here, and we're playing music that he has produced on his label for many, many years, since 1998-99, started in the business, and has some amazing artists that have put out music on the Wailing City Sound label. And we just listened before the break to Deborah Mann, good friend to both of us, and we're sorry that she passed away so young. We're going to move along, try to get in a couple more artists. And what's this next one you have for us?
This, the title of this is Encore Nairobi by Greg Murphy, a piano player from the New York City area. The CD is called Cool Water, which is the translation of that. And the story behind this is that Greg had the good fortune to travel to Africa, to Kenya, with a hockey team. And a friend of his was part of a film crew that was going to document this tour in Africa of a hockey team. And he did some musical stuff there. And when he got to the village, I don't remember the name of the village. The women came out and serenaded him. And he wrote the song based on some of the melody that the women were singing, that he had heard. Yeah. And I believe it was my suggestion to say, well, do you think we can tag the women singing to your song and use that maybe at the opening and maybe the ending? And we did that, I think, pretty seamlessly. And further, he has a singer named Kaisa Duombe Mulango doing vocals on some of the tracks. And she also, at places, particularly near the end of the song, sings in her language, which, again, I don't remember. It might be in the liner notes, a different language. She's from a different country, maybe Congo, but I'm not sure. And so this is a kind of a collage of the women in the village in Kenya and Kaisa, and then a jazz piano trio that includes Jeff Tane Watts on drums, fairly well known, and Eric Wheeler on bass. So the artist is Greg Murphy.
All right, let's give it a listen.
Thank you.
Before we listen to this last performance that we're going to have for our audience, I just wanted to thank you for coming into our studios in beautiful downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, and coming all the way from Dartmouth, Massachusetts. I hope you brought a sleeping bag. That's a long trip, but thanks for coming in. It was a pleasure to meet you, and hopefully this will be the beginning of many, many more programs where we can talk about the artists that you're presenting. We have one more to go, and it's the John Harrison Trio. Tell us about them.
I would consider John Harrison maybe the spiritual impetus behind the label. He is one of the artists. Originally, what my thinking was, there were people that I loved, and they weren't really available on CD. Mm-hmm. And so I at one point thought maybe I could do something about that, but John was one of them. This is a CD that was one of the first. It's number 8, and we're up to about 130. But to this day, 20-something years later, to me it sounds just as good. This is a Monk tune, Thelonious Monk, called Rhythmining.
All right. We'll listen to that. Once again, thanks for coming in, Neil. It's a pleasure being
My pleasure. This has been wonderful.
We'll do it again. And to the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Happy 4th.
Happy 4th of July. You're right. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.